In the wake of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting fueled by anti-Semitism, U.S. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris visited four different congregations in Miami yesterday alongside Senator Bill Nelson. With early voting underway for Florida's midterm elections, Harris says she supports Nelson's reelection campaign. But in front of the Bethel Church, a Baptist congregation in Richmond Heights, she did not just speak about turning the Senate blue.
You know, I'm on Senate Intelligence Committee, and we know that the Russians interfered with the election of the President of the United States. And the Russians figured out that America's Achilles heel is this kind of hate. And that's what they chose to then use to manipulate the American public around the election of the President of the United States.
She spoke about the 11 lies claimed at the Tree of Life Synagogue and also about the reality of racism. Harris was one of several critics of President Trump targeted by a series of pipe bombs last week. Betty Tucker is a member of Bethel. She says she latched on to the senator's honesty and humility.
But when we accept the truth of the true condition of the racism and the anti-Semitism and all the other things that are so rampant and active right now, until we accept it, only then could we come together to do something about it.
Harris and Nelson visited three other Baptist churches in Miami-Dade yesterday. In the wake of the Pittsburgh massacre, Governor Rick Scott has directed the Florida Highway Patrol to increase patrols of state troopers at religious institutions across the state. The South Florida man accused of sending packages containing explosive material to prominent Democrats and other outspoken critics of President Trump is due to make his first court appearance today. An initial hearing is set this afternoon in a Miami federal court for 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, who faces five federal charges. Sayoc was arrested Friday in Florida after investigators said they identified him through fingerprint and DNA evidence. Sayoc is being prosecuted in New York, so today's hearing will likely be brief. The main issue attorneys will discuss is whether he waives extradition to New York and whether he seeks release on bail. And our WLRN reporters will be there at that hearing this afternoon. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.